back in Windows Home Server land, and I got, you know, a little transparency here. Windows Home Server is my favorite Microsoft product. I love it. So awesome. you're a new face of Channel 10. Tell me who you are, what you do here.
That's right. I'm a new guy here in Channel 10, but not new guy to Microsoft. Been here almost 7 years. My name is Mark Pendergast. I'm a product manager here on the Home Server team. So, yes, I'm in the marketing side of things, but I do have quite a close connection with our engineering team. And what I wanted to show you here today is just maybe a reminder for some of your users who aren't familiar with Home Server, what some of the cool features.
Yeah, so it's been a few months since we've been here to talk to you. So what's changed with Home Server?
Well, the biggest news since you've probably chatted is that we have released RTM of our PowerPack 1 update. Mm-hmm. So PowerPack 1 had a bunch of cool new features that we wrapped in. It's been working on it for quite a while, so it's been a long haul on the engineering and marketing side getting this out the door, but we finally released it earlier this month.
So what's the big headline for PowerPack for consumers?
A bunch of cool things, not just one, I'd say a number. One is x64 client support for Vista.
Nice.
So that's something that a lot of our OEM partners and consumers have been asking for.
Yeah. You know,
it really wasn't, frankly, any reason why we didn't do this earlier. We had to get this out. X64 is really what a lot of the new operating system are standards at retail today. So
clearly
we need to have that compatibility with the latest hardware out the door. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty cool feature. There was also a bunch of new features on the remote access side, so I'll show you a couple of demos of that actually right here over my shoulder that makes it much easier and friendlier to use.
Yeah.
And remote access is really a key aspect of our value prop for a Home Server. Internationally, and we'll touch on that in just a couple minutes, is the fact that we released language localization for Japanese and Chinese.
Cool.
So clearly Asia's on our roadmap, and we got a bunch of cool new announcements that happened just today, actually, in Japan.
Awesome.
So we'll give you an update on that.
Okay.
But that's a key part of PowerPack 1.
Great.
And PowerPack 1 also had a fix for a little data corruption issue that we saw.
You know, I thought I saw that on blog. I don't know. It's just kind of
minor thing.
Yeah.
Minor thing. But,
right.
You know,
but it's all good now.
It's all water under the bridge right now because guess what? It's fixed, and we've had nothing but positive responses from people in the field.
I hear a lot of good feedback, and
I personally
love it. I think it's just an awesome tool, and it's saved my butt a number of times.
Yeah. And in fact, that's something that I want to do a little bit more of on the marketing side is trumpet some of these save my rear end stories, as I'll call them.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking to people, and you know, you did the kind of kids book to you know, just kind of open up people why you'd want to have some server. But someone says, you know, why do I need a server in my house? I mean, what's the 50,000 foot view on that?
Well, if you care about the data on your PCs,
and you usually do,
and you care about getting to that data when you're away from your home,
which
in my case, I travel a lot. I do care about that. Well, guess what? Home Server really is a great platform.
Two critical things. It's going to protect your data and give you access.
Give you access to that data.
Exactly, yeah.
And we'll touch on a couple things, too. If you care about adding more functionality to your box, we're built on a platform. You know, it's built on the Server 2003 code base.
Yep.
So much like developers for Server 2003, they're developers who can create that same kind of application for Windows Home Server.
And you can go get these add-ins and just drop them in. It's just really easy for anyone to do.
You got
it. Let me ask you, what's your favorite add-in?
You know, I got a bunch of favorite add-ins, but I think the top one I'd like to point out is one called WebGuide, which allows you to stream your music, photos, videos from your home server out over the internet to a distant location. So when I was doing partner pitches to OEMs out in Asia just a couple months ago, I sat in a conference room in Tokyo, and I was accessing my home server way back in Seattle, streaming photos and someone pointed out I played ABBA to my partners, but you know, hey, clearly it's something that everyone knows.
You're not gonna make any points
You're clearly not gonna, you know, get anyone upset.
Yeah.
But it really, you know, hit the point home that you know, no matter where you are, you can get to your data.
Awesome.
From Home Server.
Where's the best place for someone to go to start finding add-ins? Where's the
You know, I'd point people to the wegotserve.co.uk enthusiast website, and this website came from nowhere. I mean, the creator of it, Terry Walsh in the UK, you know, much like a lot of people on our team, saw the promise of Home Server late last year and decided to blog about it, and it's turned into really a side business for him.
It's phenomenal. Really one of the Microsoft products that people really get excited about.
They really
about.
Are. Yeah. And Terry's done a great job of working with ISVs and compiling a list of over 60 now add-ins for Home Server.
Awesome.
And he's got great reviews, links to the actual products for downloads, tips and tricks from the forums. So it really has become a great central resource for people to learn more about what you can do with your home server.
Yeah. So what do you want to show us here today?
Yeah, sure. So one of the add-ins that is on also on my favorite list is one called WHIST, W-H-I-I-S-T.
Mm-hmm.
And this is developed by the winner of our Code to Fame contest that we had earlier this year. And what he did was basically create an add-in that allows you to customize your home server and also allow you to do a better job of accessing your photos when you're away from your home server. So I'll just give you a quick overview of some of the cool things about WHIST. And one of the things you'll see is that on my home server homepage, and I'm accessing my home server back in Seattle. I'm in Redmond, so this is, think of me as if I was in Tokyo. It's the same thing.
Could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere, so I'm accessing it remotely. Now, one of the things that I did here was I customized my home page. So it's a picture of my wife and I here. So it's not the crazy little, you know, happy family dancing in a circle. It's that's the default for home server. You can actually pull in your own family pictures and use that as your home page. So clearly I wanted to personalize that. And I also, obviously created a new name for it, and it allows you to customize it. And it also, of course, gives you jump-off points to the various parts of your different functionality in your home server. So I'll just log in here. So. Log in. And as you can see here, the first page is the HP page, since I have an HP MediaSmart server at home. And I want to dive deeper into computer access. And it allows me to dig into the console page.
And you're logging in with your home credentials here, right?
That's correct. This is all my home credentials. And presto, right now I have my access to my console, and I can this is the administrative console, and I can see that my wife is online right now. And if I wanted to, I could also kick off a backup of my wife's computer remotely if I wanted to.
Nice.
But I wanted to point out some of the WHIST features here. I also have to point out the best feature, which I mentioned earlier, is WebGuide. And this is also your launch point for WebGuide.
Cool.
So I've accessed my home server. I see a little website listed here on the right-hand side. Click on WebGuide. And what it's going to do is launch up an interface that is a remote interface to all the media that I'm stored back on my home server. And people will probably point out that it looks a lot like Media Center. Well, funny that.
Really?
The developer for WebGuide happens to be on the eHome Media Center team right now.
I think I've talked to him before.
Exactly. So he was influenced by a lot of the same design elements of Media Center and built them into to WebGuide. And so here, you'll click on Music, and you'll launch right into a long list of all my albums on my home server.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I'm not going to dive too much further into this, but I just wanted to at least give you guys an example of how you can remotely access that
music. You have a home server,
photos.
You can check it out for yourself.
Check it out. It's a pretty cool little application.
Cool. So you guys are going to be doing a couple things at PDC.
Yeah.
And you're coming out with an SDK?
In fact, it's already out.
Okay.
But we'll be talking a little bit more about that at PDC.
All right. So what's that SDK mean for the consumer?
Yeah. Well, what it means for consumer is that there are going to be a lot more interesting applications coming out from ISVs and from enthusiasts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the SDK opens up a whole new range of types of scenarios that consumers should be able to see with new add-ins in the next couple months.
Yeah.
So that's really the big benefit for consumers, is look for new developed ISVs that really open the doors to what you could do.
Awesome. So we got a couple other people in the room here. Let's see who we got here. Tell me a little bit about who you are.
I'm Brendan Grant, software developer in the home server team. Actually own good portions of the extensibility model.
Nice.
Been with Microsoft for about 5 months now.
And I understand you were a fanboy at one point
in
the past. And what brought you to Microsoft?
I love this product.
Yeah?
Wrote a bunch of add-ins externally and thought, I can only do so much externally. I want to have a hand in the new versions.
Nice. And you're a niner.
I am a niner.
Nice. And you're Channel 10.
Off and on.
Yeah. Okay, that's good enough. We'll take what we can get. You're a dev. All right, this guy here. He's too cool to work at Microsoft. Who's this? We know him.
Yeah, I'm CJ Soretto. I'm a program manager on the Windows Home Server team, and I usually cause trouble.
Nice. And so you're the guy that decides what's going to be a feature.
Well, that's what people like to say I do. I think of it more as a collaborative process, but some people do consider me a totalitarian dictator.
Well, I wouldn't say that. So tell me, what's your favorite add-in?
What is my favorite add-in? Well, WebGuide is quite possibly my favorite add-in. I had a small hand in getting Doug Barrett, the author of it, to do some work to make it a Windows Home Server add-in, because it obviously started as a Media Center add-in. And I had a little bit of a hand in convincing Doug to come work on the Media Center team.
Yeah.
So it's definitely one of my favorites. But another of my favorite community add-ins is the TiVo add-in.
I love
that thing.
So tell us, what's that do?
You install it, and it automatically sets itself up so that your music, photos, and videos on your home server become available to your TiVo.
Well, that's killer.
Yeah, it is actually really killer, because like getting TiVo desktop on your home server is like really difficult to do.
Yeah.
And this add-in just makes it super easy.
Awesome.
And so now I can see all my content on my TiVo, and I'm pretty stoked about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the easiest way to get me out of my office is to show me some hardware that's not out yet.
Yeah.
And I understand you got something here.
This is the Epson Endeavor chassis.
Nice.
Yeah, look how small it is.
Hello. That is pretty small.
Yeah, it's pretty small. This is a Windows Vista machine. You can see it still has its CD-ROM drive in it.
Yeah.
But what is really cool is that under the hood inside of this chassis, you've got a brand new Intel Atom motherboard.
Nice.
Very tiny.
Low power, low sound. It's not going to wake the neighbors.
You don't even hear this thing when it's on.
That's how I like
it. This little cooling fan system thingy-mabobber here does an excellent job of being mostly silent.
And in case someone's been living under a rock, there's no monitor, there's no keyboard usually.
Well, on this particular device there is, but like I said, this is the Vista model.
Yeah.
And Epson just announced today that in Japan they'll be bringing this box to market, and they're going to be making it a little bit more home server friendly.
Awesome.
So it's not going to have its optical drive. It'll have a second hard drive instead, and some of those ports on the back won't be there.
Any idea what size?
It'll be.
I mean, what size hard drives?
Oh, they're 2.5-inch laptop drives.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're pretty tiny. They make almost no noise.
We might not know yet.
Oh, I'm not sure. Do we know the capacity?
Don't know what the capacity is offhand.
No, but laptop drives these days come in like 500 gigabyte models, so there's no reason Epson can't make them pretty big.
And really, my home server, it's just a place to plug in my Western Digital MyBooks. I'm just plugging them in one after the other. I've got like a shelf of them now.
This is true. You know, like it has lots of USB ports on the back plane.
Yeah,
right?
That's what's important.
It is very important for adding extensibility. And we know that, you know, before, if you wanted to back up your computer, you had a USB drive for every computer. So once you have a Windows Home Server, you can just bring those drives to the Home Server and increase its capacity. And with PowerPack 1, you can use some of those drives to back up the storage on the Home Server and then take those drives away. So in the case your fire burns down or flood or theft, your data is, you know, say sitting in your office at work, which is a really safe place to keep your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's unlikely someone will rob your office and your house at the same time.
At the same time, anyway.
Yeah.
So, in one of the things that I wish I kind of would have waited, I couldn't wait to get home server running, so I built my own. But the problem is that the box that I built is kind of noisy. So it's nice to see other options like this coming out.
For sure.
About how many home servers are there now, different types from manufacturers?
Well, you know, there's going to be, I don't actually know the current count. Mm-hmm. I know that in the USA, I think we only have one at retail.
Yeah, we've got one major OEM. That's HP, Hewlett Packard. But we have a whole host of system builders also building home servers. And they're the types of manufacturers that can customize a home server based on your specific needs. So you can say, hey, I want to build it on this chassis or that chassis, and I want to have this much hard drive capacity, that kind of RAM, and they can build it for you. Or you can do it yourself.
And that's one of the coolest things with home server. I mean, if you're an enthusiast and you want to build your own box, I mean, it's up to you. Steve Cellini built one that was very low power. I built one that had just a massive amount of hard drive space. I mean, it's up to the person. It's whatever you want
to
do. Do you want to show us the one you built, Mark?
Exactly.
Nice.
Well, I don't take credit for actually building this, but I will point out that one of the cool things in my role as the partner guy on the marketing team is we're working a lot with manufacturers and component manufacturers that supply the Windows home server ecosystem. So one of the manufacturers we talked to about earlier was Intel, who's coming out with a really great Atom chipset for home servers. But we're also talking to folks like VIA. Now, VIA is a manufacturer of chipsets, but also they come out with reference platforms. And so this little device way over here in the corner, hope you can focus in on this without me falling over on my seat,
That's an Artigo system. So that is a type of reference platform that Vue is coming out with for the Windows Home Server area.
Nice.
So it's not final prototype, as it's clearly just an early prototype.
Can you lift it a little bit? We can see how deep it is?
Certainly can. Now, if you notice that this is much smaller than my external hard drive.
Yeah, there's a MyBook. That's just, you know, that's what I'm using at home. I got a shelf.
Exactly.
Phone.
So I got this thing plugged in and the USB port here, and this is a backup. This is serving as a backup of the shared folders on my home server.
Cool.
So living the dream that CJ pointed out to earlier, always easier to have a backup and have this something you can take with you than to not have one. So I'll try to pull this up.
So this whole thing could just be sitting on your shelf with a couple of the MyBooks.
Envision this, sitting on your shelf.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's so
small. Super quiet. You can hardly hear this thing. It gives off almost no heat. And it has, this particular model has one hard drive, but I know that Via and company are looking at trying to build it so that it's expandable type thing.
And it is sitting there saving your butt.
Saving my butt,
it.
And it has on repeated occasions.
Excellent.
So just give you an example of the kinds of hardware that you might see either from OEMs or from system builders over the next couple months.
So what do you think's coming up next for home server?
Next up is PDC. So clearly PDC is going to be a big, you know, launch point for us because it's the first time that we're going out and evangelizing the platform message.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is that we're able to convince more ISVs to develop applications and services based on home server. And so after that, you should see a lot more new and exciting ways to use that always-on device that's connected to the broadband connection at home. So
Awesome. That's
really a big next step for us. And clearly, you know, we're also talking to all the major manufacturers about home servers. So you should, you know, consumers will be seeing more options in the months and years to come.
Excellent. Well, keep in touch with us. We love following everything that you do. It's really great.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be here. Thank you.